From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Hospitals in South Florida are indicating they're seeing a substantial increase in emergency room visits when it comes to the flu. Nadej Green reports this time, flu shots aren't always working.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Florida has one of the highest levels of flu activity in the country. Some hospitals in Miami-Dade County are reporting double the amount of flu-related ER visits compared to a year ago. The severe flu levels around the country is largely because if you got the flu shot, it probably didn't work very well. The most recent flu vaccine offers limited protection against the flu strain that's going around now. It's called H3N2. In order to have enough vaccines ahead of the flu season, health officials predict months in advance which strains might be most likely to spread. This year, the vaccine did not match well with the strain that is spreading. Still, doctors say, get the flu shot, especially young children, the elderly, and pregnant women. I'm Nadej Green in Miami.
A Broward judge with a history of problems may soon be removed, as Gina Jordan reports.
Judge Giselle Pollack admitted being drunk in the courtroom in December of 2013. She agreed to stop drinking alcohol altogether, but the same thing happened a few months later. Pollack then joined an inpatient substance abuse program, but quit. A day after leaving rehab, she was in a car accident and arrested for DUI. The Florida Supreme Court suspended her without pay, and she's been fighting to keep her job. Pollack says she was sober for 20 years before personal tragedies led her to relapse. Her attorney says Pollack's alcoholism is a disability that doesn't warrant being fired. A panel of the Judicial Qualifications Commission says Pollack has provided dedicated service to the state, but she's presently unfit to remain on the bench. The state Supreme Court is expected to confirm her removal. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
The two men at the heart of the same-sex marriage case in the Keys are now wed. Nancy Klinger was there.
Aaron Huntsman and William Lee Jones exchanged their vows in front of 500 people, including close friends, attorneys, total strangers, TV crews, and a few tourists.
By the power vested in me by the state of I do now here declare that you are legally married.
The couple was greeted with cheers, applause, and the sound of a conch shell. Huntsman's best man, Michael Hudson, said he was there to support his friend, but also because he was delighted that gay marriage had finally happened here.
There's really no words. I mean, when you're gay, and I came out when I was 16, I'm 54 now, who would ever think that I could be married? And in Florida, really? This is wonderful.
After the ceremony and even more photos, Huntsman and Lee got into an electric car decorated with balloons, and they headed to Aqua, the nightclub where Huntsman tends bar, for a reception. Meanwhile, on the courthouse steps, Reverend Torrance was marrying two more couples. I'm Nancy Klinger in Key West.
Of course, a conch shell. I should have figured that out. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?